And now it's time for your financial destination with Roger Hamilton, with strategies to enhance or improve your retirement income.
Hello, I'm Roger Hamilton, and welcome to the Financial Destination Show. So over the next 15 minutes or so, we'll go over ways to improve your investments and enhance your retirement income. Now, this past month, we've been discussing different aspects or benefits to insurance, as October and November are kind of more cancer awareness months. So we focused a bit on health as well as wealth. So we're going to dig in on some of that today. Let's go over some recent questions. So let's dig in right away. Usually what we found out, the best insurance coverage, probably one policy, most likely a long-term 30-year single or joint coverage to cover your mortgage debts, your car loans, loss of income, potential earnings, and your wife, spouse, children, family should be beneficiaries, people who are in your family photos, not the bank or mortgage company. The money goes to them, your spouse, to help pay, continue to pay, what you were supposed to have paid had you been around. The premiums stay the same throughout the course over the 30 years, as does the payout benefit. It doesn't decline over the years. So an example, a 40-year-old person wants $500,000 life insurance for the next 30 years, taking them to age 70. It's about $100 a month. As a couple, it would be about $150. Now, a 30-year-old couple would be about half that, about $75 for $500,000 for 30 years. So the key is to buy in early, much cheaper. The thing about term, it will end. Hopefully, you don't get to use it, but it will end eventually in 20, 30, 35 years. But if you've invested enough so that during that span, while your life insurance was on, by the time the term expires, 30 years later, your investments are equal to or higher than what the amount of the life insurance was. Your investments have grown to $300,000 or $500,000. It takes time and consistency and growth. Now, having your own policy, you're medically cleared at the start. It might require an exam of some type of blood work or urine, but you're good to go for the rest of the term, for the next three decades or more. Mortgage companies and car loan companies, no one checks you out until basically after you die. Then the problems might occur. The payout could be denied. Most insurance companies now, if you're getting less than $500,000, depending on your age, the medical exam is very little, very less than it used to be. They basically check the medical insurance bureau. It's like a credit check. You could say you don't have anything wrong with you. They'll check the doctor's reports. Any health issues that do pop up will show up and be there. But often an explanation would clear all that. The bottom line is you want to be checked out before you begin, not after you're gone. Now, a whole life policy, it'll last you forever. Often it's a 20-year pay. So take that $500,000, it would be about $550 a month for a whole life policy as opposed to $100 if it was a term. Because someday, someone's getting $500,000. Hopefully you don't get to use it. Now, if it's not used, and you've paid for it for 20 years, and 20 years goes by very quickly. The Swiss air crash was 22 years ago. 9/11 was 19 years ago. Hurricane Juan was 17 years ago. So 20 years goes by pretty quickly. So about year 27 to 30, the cash value on that policy will often match what you've paid in, a refund. Most often you do a combination, $400,000 term, $100 whole life, for about $200 and you're set. You're covered forever, the majority for the next 25, 35 years. Insurance is based on affordability and income. The more income you have, the more monetary value you have, the more insurance you should have. Remember, the work policies don't last forever. You don't last forever. Someday you'll retire. Benefits could be less or gone. Companies could close, and with that, your benefits. One word, Sears. So don't rely on someone else covering you. You cover yourself. You take care of yourself. Some company pensions will reduce or stop if you pass on, so make sure you have enough coverage to cover that. And something to look at if you're near retirement age, maybe 55 or 60, while you're still young enough and healthy enough to add another 20 or 30 years to your life insurance. And disability insurance usually covers up to about two-thirds of your income. It kicks in if you're off anywhere from 4 to 6 months. Now, most company insurance plans will cover you for the first 6 months, 180 days. That's considered short-term. And disability insurance supplements your income It's not just the mortgage payment. You could be injured and not have a mortgage. It helps subsidize lost or reduced income. So we'll take a quick commercial break and be right back with more questions and reviews.
On the Financial Destination Show, we want you to become more educated, knowledgeable, and comfortable with your investments. Check your results over the past 5 years. Do you feel they should have done better? What would you change to improve performance over the next 5 years? Tune in every Thursday morning at 9:15 to hear more on how to improve your retirement income.
And we're back. So more questions and reviews and things you might want to know about life insurance. So here's some questions I get from people. So what about smoking? What about smoking marijuana? Well, go for it if you wish. I guess it's all legal now. Not a problem. One time it was kind of a situation where if you smoked marijuana, you were not classified so well. But now it doesn't matter. It's legal. However, it's still smoking. So it's still considered a smoker. So you could be rated as casual. Here's what a casual smoker or drinker might be. Yeah, you have a couple of drinks every now and then. You're not a drinker. You might have a couple of joints every now and then at a party. You're not really a smoker. And the same goes for cigarettes. But if you're a constant smoker, then you're a smoker. Smoking can be also chewing tobacco. So there are different things you can be rated on. What could cause my $75 a month to go to $100? What would be that cause? They could rate me a bit higher. Smoking definitely would be one. And chewing tobacco is another cause of another type of smoke. Weight. Maybe I'm a bit overweight. 30 pounds over, I want to lose it, but maybe COVID have added some weight. Whatever. You're a bit heavier than the chart would show. So you can be rated a certain way, but still good to go. And these ratings are not permanent. You can change that. So let's say within the first 5 years of your insurance policy, you were a smoker. Now you opt to quit smoking. And you have to quit for at least a year. What determines a non-smoker? You've gone 12 months without a cigarette. Or you've lost whatever weight was way too much. You thought you were, and you were 30 pounds over. You've now lost that, and you're back to being more fit. Your blood pressure is lower. Whatever it was, the stress is less. Whatever was going on in your life back then, you've made changes or improvements. And you'd like to have call your insurance agent, say, come on back, and be like Donald Trump. I want a recount. Let's do the ballots over. They'll come back within the first 5 years and check me over again. And now you're fit or more fit. You are a non-smoker. You've stopped for more than 12 months. Whatever. Your ratings will now go down. So if you were paying normally was going to be 75 and went up to 100 because of your condition, you've now taken care of that. And you go back down to $75 or whatever might have been the rest of the term, the remaining 25 or whatever years are left. So those things you can alter or change. Now, if something happens 5 years later, you've put the weight back on or you went back to smoking, should I? No, but you did. Ratings won't go back up. It's whatever you were at that time. That's what you want. So you have a chance to lower it. These are not permanent things. Now, another situation that can rate your insurance is breathing machines, CPAP, sleep apnea. You can be highly rated. I have sleep apnea. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I go to the gym. I can do a lot of push-ups. I eat a lot of salads and drink a lot of water, but I snore. I stop breathing. And anytime you mention the words potential stop breathing, life insurance companies get pretty excited over things like that. So I'm rated high, as if I were a smoker and a heavy-set guy. But I'm not. Now, that may change someday, but for now, I'm highly rated because and you think of a couple of athletes, Reggie White and Kirby Puckett, great athletes in their day, had breathing issues and simply woke up one morning not alive. So that can be a situation. So anytime there's a chance your breathing will stop, insurance companies will rate you a bit higher, and smoking can cause that. Most term life insurance will end at age 85, meaning a 55-year-old could get a 30-year term, taking him to 85, but a 57 could not. It has to end at 85, so that person would get a 25-year. That's on term. Now, you can buy a whole life at any age, but of course it's rather expensive, a little pricey as you hit that 60, 65, 70-year mark. But you can still get it. Let's say someone's 75 looking for $50,000 life insurance, and you can get it. But it might cost $400 a month, $5,000 a year. And you figure in 10 years, it would have been paid for. However, of course, something happens to you in the first year or two, you would not have $50,000. The life insurance is there. But think of it this way. Say there were 10 of us, 10 guys, all age 75. Well, several of those 75-year-olds may not make it to 85, and all wanting $50,000. And the insurance company could be writing a half dozen checks, three, maybe seven, checks out for $50,000 each to somebody within 10 years. Thus the reason, the higher premiums. Odds are, out of that group of 10, a lot won't make it to 85. Recently, two Canadian legends. For every Howie Meeker who makes it to 97, there's an Alex Trebek who passes away at 80. There's more Trebeks than Meekers. Investment funds transferred or held in segregated funds are automatically 100% life insured. The money is life insured. Doesn't matter what your weight or health is. It's your money that's insured. If you're under the age of 80 at the time you did the transfer or deposit. So you insure yourself when you're young. You have a lot more life and a little less money. It's fairly cheap. It's really cheap when you're 30. So when you're under 50 particularly. Insure your money when you're older. You have more of money, probably, and a little less life. That becomes cheaper. Speaking of age, life insurance for younger people. There's a policy you can get, they call it different names, called Junior Whole Life or Par Plus, or different companies have their own little brand to it. Basically, it's a whole life policy for young, your children, your grandchildren, teenagers, 10-year-olds, 8-year-olds. It's a great gift. Think of it this way, $50,000 for about 30 bucks a month, it's a whole life policy. Whole life policy for your 12-year-old, granddaughter, grandson, whatever. You pay it for the next 20 years. It's not a toy. It never falls out of style or out of flavor. Never be the wrong size or something they can't use a year or two later. It's a gift for life, leaving them something extremely useful, well, for the rest of their lives. And it's paid for by the time they're in their late 20s or early 30s. It's a 20-year pay, but covers them $50,000, whatever you choose, forever. Later on, when they're in their 30s, they can add their own policy, their own $500,000 private term like they're supposed to. And the $50,000 remains forever. It's already been paid for. So we often think of it as a gift for Christmas or a birthday. It's a gift for life. And way back when they were 12 years old, they got this. Didn't really understand it at the time. But years from now, they'll look back at the old family photos of you, years later, and they'll understand why you got it. All right, we'll do some more insurance later. We'll be right back, right after this, to wrap it up.
Does it seem that after several years, you're just getting older and your investments are not doing any better? What should you be doing? Are there simple strategies to improve your retirement income that you weren't advised on, you missed out on, and wish to change? Stay tuned. Roger will cover these topics. At any time, email your questions to Roger at yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902-499-5879.
And we're back. So we want to talk about being healthy and I guess wealthy as well. So insurance won't make you healthy. Diets, genes, fitness, less stress, really good luck, that'll keep you healthy. Strong investments, good growth, portfolio, being money wise, learning while you're earning will get you wealthy or wealthier, or at least enhanced or better off than you thought you could be. And that's what we aim for in the show. We also think about multiple five-year plans, multiple, no matter what your age. You do 5 years, then do it again and again and again. But the insurance is in place in case those plans get interrupted or terminated. Now, a couple of weeks back, we had Kim Cochran here on our show talking about the benefits of group insurance plans. And earlier, I think it was back in October, we had Blair McKinnon here from Heritage Law, a couple of interesting chats regarding estates and wills. Before that, Glenn Ward Mortgages, he was a few weeks back, and Dr. Wayne McLeod, the Tax Disability Credit. All those previous shows, you can catch up on any of those on my website, yourfinancialdestination.ca. And if you wish to contact any of these guests, you can email me, Roger, at yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902-499-5879. Coming up in a few weeks, maybe it's in time for Christmas, Alan Marshall and Associates will be here, debt counselors, how to avoid debt, how to work your way back out of it, and debt, which happens to a lot of people every month, but it's kind of tougher during the Christmas break, so they'll be here to help you with that. All things financial, we are here to help. Any questions, call me again, 902-499-5879. This is Roger Hamilton. Thank you for listening. Until next time. Stay safe and stay invested.